This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
The official theme for the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here with my colleague Michael Harrison, Talkers Magazine executive on top of he's the top executive at Talkers. Do you mind me calling you my colleague?
No, I like that. We are colleagues. That's probably the best description for us.
Yeah. Okay.
We haven't.
I get a gold star for that then.
Yeah. It's colleagues. Yeah, that's nice.
Thank you. Yeah, it is good.
Yes.
It's a warm.
As a matter of fact, we should call each other our esteemed colleagues.
Yes, okay. My esteemed colleague, Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here. As we go through the charts for the week of January 8th to the 12th, you can find these charts published at talkers.com and also at gooddayshow.com. It has a list of 10 people that are prominent and 10 stories that have gotten a lot of attention. So, Michael, please go through those for us so we have a clue.
Okay. And here we are as we work our way into the middle of January. At number 10, we have the Lauren and Jason Boebert incident as the world turns. At number 9.
Lots of class there.
Yeah. We have the tie between the Epstein documents and the Aaron Rodgers McAfee controversy in the sports world and sports media. At number 8, the Boeing MAX 9 troubles, and that's tied with the ETF Bitcoin approved. At number 7, Lloyd Austin's hospitalization. At number 6, Speaker Johnson under fire. At number 5, Hunter Biden contempt charge. At number 4, the Israel-Hamas war and the Russia-Ukraine war tied together. The Trump Organization civil case is at number 3. At number 2, the U.S. migrant crisis, and that's tied with the Mayorkas impeachment. And at number 1, we have the 2024 presidential race. The people on the survey, a tie at number 10, Lauren and Jason Boebert. At number 9, Aaron Rodgers, Jimmy Kimmel, and Pat McAfee. At number 8, Jeffrey Epstein and the one and only Bill Clinton. Lloyd Austin's at 7, Mike Johnson's at 6, Hunter Biden's at 5, and Alexandro Mayorkas is at 4, Nikki and Ron are at 3, Donald Trump at 2, and Joe Biden at number 1, and that's a snapshot.
You think they'd be a romantic partnership there?
If it wasn't for this, they might be one anyway. Yeah. Who knows? It'd be a great story.
Yeah, right. Wow, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
There could be an affair going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, let's start that rumor and get, you know,
all kinds of
clicks and ratings.
That's it. Yeah. Let's get on to let's start a podcast.
The Ron Nikki affair.
Yeah, affair. Yeah, exactly. Okay. All right. So, one of the things that we talk about frequently here, and I'm going to speculate. I find myself sometimes at the end of one of the hours that we do. We do this hour, and I do an hour with the ladies that are on the Good Day program with me, called the Countdown Extra. And the subject matter of the election in Taiwan is, I bet, going to be on one of the in one of the positions next week, the story list from Talkers. Let's just see. Because the election in Taiwan is this weekend, and there are a lot of signs that China is losing its grip on wanting to maintain Taiwan, because the economic news and a lot of the news coming out of China is not good this past week. As we get into the new year, their numbers for last year are not good. So I'm just speculating a little bit.
Well, they have
problems. Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's a tough country to run.
Oh, my God. Yeah, well, all these countries.
Our country is
not a piece of cake. Yeah, right. Exactly. Families are tough to run. Businesses are tough to run.
Absolutely.
It is a tough time. There's too many people on the planet, and we don't know what to do with them. So, here we go.
We don't know what to do with them. It's like,
no, we don't. We know what to do with ourselves. It's one of those things.
No, but it is true. It's very hard to get people to do what you want. It's very hard to organize people. And especially at this point in history, it's very hard to get people even to be able to meet at the same time, even if it's Zoom. Have you noticed it's very hard?
Yesterday I had that problem with some advertisers. Yeah, I had the same problem yesterday. Yeah.
How does Tuesday at 1 work? No, I'm busy at 1. I'll be free at 3. Right. Oh, no. Well, what about Wednesday? Wednesday, it's just insane.
At 4. Yeah,
right.
It is. Okay. Let's talk a little bit more about what's going on. We each week spend an adequate amount of time, I think, talking about what's going on in the Middle East. In our companion hour, I went through a number of organizations that were run by Israelis, Palestinians, Arabs, that are helping the situation. There are at least a dozen organizations, Michael, that are in the region to help the situation. They're all nonprofits. To help people that are in need, to help people get out of Gaza, to help people save their families health-wise, all these things. Women's organization, groups, religious organizations, and not one bit of attention is given to any of these. The news media is shameless in its lack of looking. I don't know, remember the old song from Monty Python, always look on the bright side of the road. There's got to be a bright side to something when it comes to these conflicts. And there is a bright side because these organizations are doing wonderful work, but not one bit of attention. You won't find anything about any of them anywhere in the news media. Not one word. So I brought that to the attention of people, and they said, yeah, but the war still goes on. Yeah, these people are not trying to end the war. They're trying to help the people who are victims of the war. So, you know, you wonder about that. Is there the same kind of organization in Ukraine? I don't know, frankly. But, you know, the Russians are all over the place with, now this week, the nuclear missiles that were moved into, Belarus, I think. And because they're so incompetent, you wonder, okay, what the heck is... why are they moving nuclear weapons over there? And so, again, speculation. If we look at all of these things, we could get really worried and never sleep.
That's true.
Right?
Maybe there's reason to be worried. Maybe people have to pay more attention to what's going on. Indifference is a fertile ground for the devil's kitchen, you know. People have to pay attention, and that goes back to what you said about the news media. The news media should be covering what you said. You bring up a very good point in the horror of war, there is the heroics of the human condition, and these people that are working hard to save people without any kind of political or financial benefit should be put in the spotlight, and it's encouraging, if nothing else, and it encourages other people to think that way. Otherwise, you become extremely grim and cynical and lose all hope.
Yeah. All right, speaking of that, let's go to the first campaign going on in Iowa. Next week, I expect that you and I will be talking not generally about presidential race, but about the Iowa caucuses, how that all works. Have you ever been, do you ever cover, do you ever go to a caucus meeting?
Never went to one. I've seen them in video, but I've never been to Iowa.
Remember, Ellen Ratner and I went to one year, and it was bizarre. It was in somebody's living room. I'm trying to remember who the candidates, I think it was when George Bush was running, and Mrs. Bush was there.
Which George Bush?
George Bush the son.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. It was bizarre. But most people, I think, they don't understand. They think caucuses are like your primaries, and they're not.
No, it's very inexact. It's a creation of the media. Mm-hmm. It's a horse race that, but there are no horses and there's no racetrack. It's something to tantalize those people in the audience who want to follow voting and the horse race. So who's going to win? Who's going to lose?
Bets that people in Las Vegas. You don't think, by the way, that there isn't tons, hundreds of millions of dollars being bet on the outcome of this caucus and then the next, the one in New Hampshire, whatever it is, there's millions being bet.
Now, the New Hampshire is a real election. That's a real primary. Right. But if you noticed, following all of these, and I don't have the stats at hand, but I could dig them up, not right now, but I'm sure that the stats will back me up on this, that the winners of the New Hampshire primary and the winners of the Iowa caucus are often not the ultimate winners. As soon as they're done, they're forgotten. I mean, on to North Carolina. It's clickbait. It's a reason for CNN, you know, to have a big night of coverage.
Yeah, right. CNN exclusive. Temperatures in Iowa for the caucuses next week will be below zero. Ron DeSantis walks out onto the stage on Wednesday night and says, I don't have a top coat. I left in Tallahassee. But don't worry, they're flying it up to me. Like, there's no store, any place where you can go buy a coat?
I'm sorry. And I slipped on my boots.
People were mocking him because of an awkward handshake that he gave to his wife. And I speculate, I started something, and I know you'll probably you want to discredit me for this. I think I said, you think there's an affair going on between Nikki Haley and
Ron DeSantis' wife?
What do you think? Well, that could be this. That's another one. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, that could be going on.
Yeah. So, you think that I'm going to chastise you for saying that?
You chastise me for less.
No, put it that way. I don't know. I don't mean to do that. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It makes you good listening.
Must agree with Doug 80%. I've fallen below.
Speaking of agreeing, Governor Sununu of New Hampshire, who's a pretty moderate Republican,
not anymore,
and has mocked Trump as being crazy, this week pledged to support him if he becomes the party's nominee. That's the first time I've seen that happen. And more people who want to come up with a reason to vote for Trump. I went off into the talk radio review the other hour of this program talking about wanting to have a reason to vote for Trump, but I can't because he's so crazy. So we'll see where that goes. All right, 18 after, folks.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PASS. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
After the hour, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen here from the Good Day program, looking at some of the comments on social media focused on some of these issues and other issues that we ply, if you will, on the Good Day program, the Good News Network. Somebody commenting on what we were both talking about a few minutes ago with regard to why all the news, it used to be the New York Times said, all the news that's fit to print.
Right.
And now, I don't even know, do they say that on the...
I don't know if they do.
Is that printed on the cover of the... Because they don't. They don't do that.
All these newspapers like to have their sayings, you know, but none of them could live up to it.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
The Washington Post, democracy dies when the lights are out or something like that.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
I remember as a kid growing up on Long Island News, they said, where there is no vision, the people perish. I was trying to figure that out at 8 years old. But And Rolling Stone did a play on the Times. They did all the news that's fit. That didn't say to print, but...
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I was looking at some input from a lady who listens to this program. Her name is Dravon James, and she is happy because we talk about things that help to bring us to inner peace. And I look at the list. She's talking about the Good Day program in general, but I was thinking, I think I said this to you either on the air or off the air. Sometimes I don't remember whether we have our conversations, because we kind of go on, our conversations keep continuing, whether we're on the air or off the air. And so I think I did say on the air how disheveling the things are that are in the story list, and how upsetting if you spent time thinking about nothing other than this stuff, you'd go bananas. There's only one thing in here. There's a couple of amusing stories, but the one thing about the at number 8 on the story list, Bitcoin having an exchange trade fund. You know what that's going to do to the value? I don't know if you ever bought any Bitcoin, but the Bitcoin has not been talked much about. And now, all of a sudden, it's back in the spotlight because the government said, okay, you can have exchange-trade funds, and already the value of Bitcoin and the markets themselves this week, it did quite well. Some of it on the back of that news, and some of it on the back of our news here, the Chinese economy is not good, so people like that, et cetera, et cetera. And so, you know, you wonder, is this the best we can do for good news this week?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how many people listening to this program have investments in Bitcoin and as a result celebrating the good news. But I do know that the markets in general, whether it's a stock market or Bitcoin or any of these things, even real estate to a certain level, which is a solid investment compared to most, that most of it is just gambling at this point, based upon emotion, based upon the news, not based upon profits, not based upon investments, not based upon real analysis of the product's worth going forward. So, I don't know. I wouldn't run out and buy anything that's, you know, going up, 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 get it now before you miss out. Because, you know, what goes up comes down. And that's always the case. I mean, you know, I mean, there's long-term investments. But if you're playing it week to week and you're nervous, Nelly, you're going to lose your money.
Coming up in a few moments, we'll be discussing the Boeing Super Max 9, the 737 problems. That's number 8 also on the story list this week on the countdown.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit Omega.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Pentagon tasking a team now to review Defense Department internal communications policy in the wake of the gap in comms between it and the White House involving Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's recent hospitalization. Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder.
I don't have an update to provide at this time on when he'll be released from the hospital, but we'll of course keep you informed.
Austin was admitted to Walter Reed on January 1st, not long after a December prostate cancer surgery. He also spent several days in the ICU. The Pentagon reportedly did not properly track about $1 billion worth of equipment and weapons sent to Ukraine. This, according to a watchdog report, the Pentagon Inspector General says the Defense Department's ability to track military aid to Ukraine has improved, but it still faces challenges because much of the equipment sent to Ukraine is considered delinquent or much harder to inventory. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Progressive presents advice on new teen drivers.
You know, the hardest part about teaching your teen to drive is the chafing from the seatbelt. But the best part is the grip strength you build in your knuckles. Okay, now let's pull out of the driveway.
Here's another tip. Offset a chunk of the cost of adding a teen to your insurance with Progressive's Teen Driver Discount and get a break from the break. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states or situations.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The familiar jingle of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, been on the air for a long time, but it fits. This is, because it introduces us. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, reviewing the stories and the people, and it brings me around for a moment to talk about what you've done this week for the broadcast industry. It's also an interesting anecdotal side trip into how the system works, how the cheese is made. Hmm. Michael interviews somebody on the MH interview this week that is from the biz, not somebody you would know, not a company you'd know, but it's fascinating because they produce things that we all hear every day on any radio station you listen to, right?
Yeah, the jingles, you know, it's funny. Jingles have been very, very big in the advertising world for products, and jingles have been incredibly big for years as brand identifiers for radio stations.
And the Talk Radio Countdown!
Right, and you know, all of us have secretly wished to be jingle singers.
Yes.
But that's a very, very precise and idiosyncratic art form, and it still, mm-hmm. it still exists. And on this particular show, I play a jingle from 1926 is considered perhaps the first jingle ever put on the radio. It was a barbershop quartet singing the praises of Wheaties, the breakfast cereal that helps you go.
Breakfast?
Yeah.
Really?
It doesn't say that, but it does say it's health, that wheat is healthy. I know nowadays wheat is under attack.
Not for those of us who have gluten.
Everything's under attack. Nothing's healthy.
Yeah. Right.
It's fun. Yeah. So it's mhinterview.com. The guy's name is Andreas Sanamon, and he
always
is
something good there. And it's cumulative, right? You have all of the interviews. People could spend hours going to mhinterview.com and listening to some of the things.
Seven years.
Yeah. Right. Yep. The Talk Radio Countdown Show, every week heard on great radio stations like KRFD in Fleming, Colorado, and WMRD in Middletown, Connecticut. Matter of fact, you could probably listen to that where you live. You don't live that far from there. And WLIS in Old Saybrook, Connecticut. Happy to have you all on board for the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the Talk Radio Review. Every week, our service to you going through the big stories of the week, according to the research done by Talkers Magazine. I know we have a couple of new stations this week, so I don't want to get stuck in form. I want to be stuck in substance. But sometimes people don't quite understand what it is we're doing here. Talkers has been in business for 36 years, and Michael's been doing this with me for three decades. We every week, 52 weeks out of the year, take a look at this list that's produced at the end of the week by Talkers and try to make some sense of it. A lot of these things, that's a lot of job. There's a job securing it because not much sense you can make out of some of this stuff. Like the mishandling. Look at the things this week that we could say are mishandled in our list, Michael. Like the migrant situation and how everybody, no matter what your stripes are, looking at this thing and thinking how this is a textbook way, you know, if you're studying management in college, this is a textbook case of mismanagement, isn't it?
To a certain degree, it is. It's also, you know, become a political football, but the fact is both the Democrats and the Republicans have mishandled it almost equally. It's gotten worse. It is, in many ways, a testament to what a beacon of attraction the United States is to other nations. I mean, I don't want to believe that everybody trying to get into this country is a terrorist bent on destroying it. I think these are people that are trying to find a better life. And I personally believe, my own opinion is that now that it is such a top issue and such a hot issue and so politically charged, that it will be solved. Whether the Republicans or the Democrats win the White House or the Congress, they will
solve
it.
That's optimistic. That's nice to hear.
It can be solved. It just is a matter now
of
having, having the will to do it.
Right. And leadership.
Right.
The will and leadership. That's kind of what it's all about. Sometimes one of the things that people like listening to us in our discussion is talk about some of the stations and what's going on various radio stations. I think we have talked about what's going on Spanish news talk stations, and we talk about the different kinds of news talk stations and whether it's a business format, financial talk, whether it's a conservative or liberal. You know, there's that kind of stuff, and then there's, you know, a lot of things that are out there that have become interesting. I find that regional talk, I thought we would spend a moment, if you wouldn't mind, talking about the difference between national talk. I don't want to get too much in the weeds, but people hear various programs, and sometimes they wonder where they come from. Some are national, like this program is, and there are other programs that are national, and then there are regional programs that are set up. You want to spend a minute talking about some of the good regional hosts or good regional programs that are heard around the country that maybe we don't talk specifically about, but there's some really good, talented folks that are just heard maybe in one corner of the country.
Well, you got a guy like Jack Heath, who is heard all across New Hampshire on the New Hampshire Network. You got a fellow by the name of Steve Gruber, who is heard all across the state of Michigan on the Michigan State Network. And you've got You've got a great network in West Virginia. Actually, every major region has networks that are on 20 stations, 10 stations, 5 stations, or there are giant stations that cover entire regions with their big 50,000-watt signals that are, in fact, regional stations. The regional target, the focus, if you will, of talk radio programming does exist. You have very, very local areas that are kind of isolated, so maybe, you know, that one city doesn't deal that much with what's going on at the next nearest city 100 miles away. But it breaks down to that. And regional issues usually center around what's happening in terms of their state capitals, legislation, laws, the microcosm of things going on, crime, education, all of these things, when you look under the microscope of regionality or localness, that's where the action is. Things on the national level tend to be more broad brush abstract. So there's no end to the diversity of talk radio if you take a look and see the actual structure of it.
Speaking of structure, one of the things that we do on the program, Michael does make it a point at the beginning of each hour that we visit to go through the stories numerically and the people list, but then I take the liberty to kind of bounce around here a little bit, and so I'm going to go back to that bouncing around. Number 6 on the story list this week is a focus on the new speaker, Mike Johnson, because a lot of the hardline Republicans are pressuring him to renege on his deal that he made this week with the Democrats because they want deeper cuts. I mean, that's a laudable, you know, that's great. We all, anybody who's got common sense, wants to cut government spending. But then there's the, how do you make a deal with the guys on the other side that don't want to? Johnson, I thought, at the end of the week, sort of surprised me because he said, well, maybe I'll consider it. So what does that do? We have, what, a week until this present budget cycle is over, and if we don't get something signed by the president, then the government shuts down. You know, this drama that continues over and over and over again seems pretty unproductive.
That's because the word compromise is now a dirty word, when in fact compromise was a glorious word. The reaching across the aisle, working for what's best for the American people, coming up with plans that are acceptable to different sides. But the state of mind right now in Washington is no compromise. That's strength. Just defeat and destroy the other side and take power. And that's a losing philosophy, and it's very hard to be the Republican Speaker of the House. Well, that's been obvious, but based upon the problems they have with their own party.
Of the guard, yeah. Right, exactly. All right, so one of the things coming up in a few minutes, we have Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is our legal advisor and authority on the program, talking about Hunter Biden and his pleading not guilty in court this week. That's number 5 on the countdown, not guilty to charges of evading taxes and income. What a scum. That's all. What else can you say about this guy? His father is president, and he doesn't have enough common sense to know that he's going to be a focus, and he doesn't pay his taxes. I mean, what kind of stupidity or arrogance or insolence is that way? You don't think enough of your father to not call attention to who you are and what you're doing? What kind of a family do they have?
Well, this plays out all across America and the world, from generation to generation. The individual who built the family name, the one who did the hard work, the one who pulled himself up from nothing, usually has a different set of principles than the entitled children. Now, this is not a case all the way. It's not fair to say that as a generalization, but I have to say it because people see it. He's an entitled brat.
He is. Yes.
You know,
Jerkelberger.
He grew up with a tremendous amount of benefits. Yep. Something that maybe his father didn't. I don't know. I don't know.
His father came from a simple background. Teachers or something. All right, here's the next item here when it comes to legal stuff. Trump and the case where he, in court, interrupts the judge the last day of his trial. He insults the judge, and then he says, what about me? What about poor me? I'm getting screwed over. Is this the place for that? We'll talk about that with Steve. But what do you think when you review some of these things and hear what people are saying about them on some radio programs? Trump can do no wrong. I listen to people all the time. Trump is fabulous. He's great. I don't care what he does. I want to vote for him.
Well, he does something right to be able to function and pull stuff like that off at a time when no other human being would ever get away with it. So on some level, he knows what he's doing. I don't know whether it'll work for him and whether he's, in fact, going to be the most incredibly celebrated genius con man of all times, or he's in the twilight. You know, history's funny. You know, they talk, P.T. Barnum, a sucker's born every minute. You know, great man.
This way to the egress, 5 cents. Right? So, you know that story, right?
No.
This way, there were signs. You know, you didn't know that? Oh, my. So, when the circus tents were put up, he would put up a sign, and the sign read, "This way to the egress," and it was 5 cents. Well, egress is another word for exit. So people would pay 5 cents to get out. And that was when the term "a sucker is born every 5 seconds," that was where it came from, that experience, putting up that sign and people paying because they didn't know what an egress was.
Right. When you play it to people's ignorance, it's particularly funny.
Yeah.
You know, when you lie to people by telling them the truth because you know they won't understand it and will interpret it poorly, it's like saying that the stones that you have in your garden were imported from the Milky Way galaxy. It's true.
Every stone comes
right, exactly. Yeah. But somebody doesn't know anything about astronomy.
Buy these stones here. They're special.
Right. They come from the Milky Way galaxy.
Right. They're more likely to come from a Milky Way candy bar, but people don't know that because the name of the company is Mars. All right. 48 after the hour here on the countdown.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab your trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I got it. Okay. Chuck Curry is here on the Good Day program with our week in review as far as movies are concerned, movie moments. Film and television is his expertise. We love having him tell us what's going on. We love kind of, we have challenges for him, and he has challenges for us. So, the Batman franchise, television, movies, what's the news here, Chucker?
Well, this brings back a lot of memories. This day in TV history, January 12, 1966, Batman, the TV series starring Adam West and Burt Young, premieres on ABC. I think they used to, don't get me wrong, I didn't watch it in its initial run, but I believe they ran two episodes a week.
A week?
Yeah, and it sort of burned itself out. It only lasted a couple of years, but I think it was terrific. Still holds up. It's a very entertaining fun. It is fun. Take a guess. Who played the first villain in the premiere episode?
I can see him. Gray hair. He was the Penguin.
It was the Joker. It was Cesar Romero.
Cesar Romero. That's what I wanted.
Yeah. But you know what's interesting when I think, because I started watching Batman, the 66 show, in repeats when I came home from school on WPIX Channel 11 out of Brooklyn, New York. And I also discovered after school, I used to watch Get Smart with Don Adams. Uh-huh. I discovered Don that Adams, show. I loved that show. And then I also remember watching Match Game. I did that vivid in my memory.
Gene Rayburn.
I love that. I love that show.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. Well, Alec Baldwin brought it back for a while. I haven't seen the last couple of years, but there's a lot of those game shows that were around that have been brought back. Elizabeth Banks doing, what the heck's that show? Gain Your, whatever it is.
Yeah, you like
doing it. What's-Her-Face Kurzminski is doing Name That Tune, that Waste of Time from ABC Good Day is doing a $100,000 pyramid. That was a Dick Clark show. There's a lot of them. And they're entertaining. Some woman is doing Password. Nobody ever heard of this woman. They have a couple of, you know, Jimmy Fallon's on it and some other notables, but anyway.
You know, speaking of Alec Baldwin, I watched last week, and I was trying to see what I wanted to binge. And we started, me and my wife and daughter, watched this show on Peacock called Dr. Death. And actually, season one was really
good.
Yeah,
that's a very good show. I've watched that, yeah.
Yeah, and Alec Baldwin and Christian Slater did really good work, I think, on that show. It's two doctors trying to uncover or bring down another doctor, a neurosurgeon, who wound
killing
up
people.
Killing or destroying the lives of, like, 35 patients.
It's a true story.
It's a true story. Fascinating stuff. I liked it a lot.
It is. Yep. All right, this week, The Beekeeper is out, another Jason Stratham production. Looks like pretty much every other movie he does, but yet they're entertaining, and
it's directed by David Ayer, who did Suicide Squad and Fury. He's a pretty good director. I'm actually looking forward to this movie, because I do enjoy the genre. It just gets my adrenaline pumping.
I do, too.
And then you got Mean Girls, which is, I believe, a musical remake of the original Mean Girls that went on Broadway, became a big hit. It's tracking number one at like $30, $35 million opening weekend, Mean Girls. Beekeeper's tracking around a $16 million opening weekend. I got another fun one, Doug. This week in TV history, January 12, 1971, All in the Family, the first time a toilet was ever flushed on broadcast television was today in TV history. I know it sums up a lot about the world we live in. No, that would be a big deal back then. Not now. There's a lot. We got a lot more problems now in 2024 than a toilet flushing on network television.
Yeah, that's for sure. Jeremy Renner is another example of big-time movie actors who go to television. He's in this TV show called Mayor of Kingstown. He's back at work on the set for the first time since his snowplow accident last year at this time, and he said he was nervous to be back at work, not knowing whether, you know, he's...
Yeah, I can imagine. To say that was a near-death experience would be an understatement, right?
Yes, right, exactly. Yeah. I don't know that much about that show. I watched one episode on a plane trip.
Okay.
It looked kind of dark to me. What do you know about Mayor of Kingstown?
I'm not that familiar with it either. Other than that, I think this is his third season. And he appears to be a really good guy, so, you know, thank God he survived that.
Exactly. Amy Winehouse, they're going to put her into a movie or the story under the big screen. Have you seen the trailer for this yet?
I've heard about that before. That could be interesting. I don't know how much mainstream appeal will have.
Right. All right, have a good weekend. We'll talk to you Monday for Box Office Totals here on the Good Day program. Chuck Curry with Doug Steffen, now 59 past the hour. Happy weekend, everybody.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.